The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 2nd of November, 2016. 6 days away from what? We'll find out. As promised, this hour, I have Rod Eccles with me. Rod Eccles is a talk show host himself. He's been doing this since 2009. And he's on several radio stations and a couple different networks. And Rod, what else do I have to throw in there?
Well, not much. It's pretty much it. I'm a military brat. My father served 21 years in the United States Air Force. I'm always proud to mention that. I'm a proud military brat.
Okay. You're also can I tip the hand? I know this is radio, and that means it's television without pictures.
Yes.
You're actually a black man?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I am the my tagline is, I'm the coolest, most politically incorrect conservative black man on the planet.
You sound whiter than me.
And I get that a lot. Well, I've actually had people say that I'm more conservative than Rush Limbaugh. And that's a compliment.
Well, to me as well, because I'm so far to the right of Rush Limbaugh, it makes my teeth hurt. Rush Limbaugh, he's made a good run at it. Does 3 hours a day. He's made his millions, and well, it's always about politics: Republicans, Democrats, Democrats, Republicans. And from what people have gleaned about how things are supposed to operate and the important salient stuff that you and I would need to know, you know, just those little facts, those factoids that we need to have in order to make up our own mind. What we have is a lost generation in this country that can't seem to make up their mind about anything, so they keep listening to people that proclaim that they know what's going on.
You know, you're right, John. I am always interested in the truth. I don't care what that truth is. I may not like it. I may love it. It doesn't matter. You can't do anything and correct any type of problem or situation unless you know the absolute truth first. And what we have is a bunch of people, especially, and I get on millennials for this, they don't want to know the truth because the truth means they have to be logical about something. And what they'd rather do is just run around and just feel everything. I feel this way, I feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, frankly, I tell people your feelings don't really matter. It's the facts that count.
Well, and this whole thing, I was hoping that you would have had a little bit of time. I know you're a busy guy. You got your own business, and you do 3 hours a day of radio, so you don't have a whole lot of time. But I broached this subject last hour, and you know, and what I wanted to say and what I didn't say is whenever I would see Barack Obama on television or being interviewed or given a State of the Nation address or whatever, it didn't take me very long to forget about the fact that this guy was black and he was the president of the United States. And rather than looking at the color of his skin when he was speaking, I was paying attention to his words that he was speaking.
You know, I used to think, and that's really important, and I used to think that when his first 4 years in office, I used to think that Barack may have set blacks in this country back by a half century, and that we would not get another president of color within my lifetime. But however, what I have seen the Republicans do, and conservatives in this country and constitutional in this country, what I've seen them do is embrace true conservative blacks like Colonel Alan West. Now, Colonel Alan West and I have become good friends over the past year or so. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, that's a real guy. And he has got a following like you would not believe. So again, people are not – what I'm proud of about this nation is that we are moving past the color of people's skin, at least on the right side of the political aisle. It's the left that keeps pulling it, trying to keep pulling us back into that avenue, that back alley of racism, when the rest of the country just wants to move forward and do what Martin Luther King Jr. said, measure a man by the content of his character, not by the color
of his skin. I wholeheartedly agree, and my analogy on this was, you know, you can't have a divided house. So what's better for the occupants of the house rather than the divided is you elevate everybody. And I had the sneaking suspicion that just maybe by Barack Obama, which is a mulatto, he's half white, half black. You know, he doesn't tout himself as being a white president. He touts himself as being a black president. And there were people, Rod, that cast their votes to cast away some of the guilt that they might have had. Okay, I get all that. But what I've seen are quote-unquote race relations in this country go to hell in a handbasket since this guy's been president.
Yeah, we've had nothing but how many? We've had well over 150 riots under this guy across the country. You know, all the so-called white presidents going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, even going back to Johnson and Kennedy and Nixon during the Vietnam era, they didn't have as many riots as we have today, and we have this rise of this militant racist. These militant racist groups. We used to think that it was only, you know,
white people
and the KKK.
Yeah, that were racist.
Right, that were being these racists. But Now all of a sudden we've got this new Black Panther Party. We've got the Black Lives Matter movement. And they're just as bad, if not worse. Now, the only thing they're not doing is lynching people. But that's coming. don't doubt me on that. That is coming. Because I hear it. I see it all the time when you see these Black Lives Matter people say, yeah, take it into their neighborhoods. Let's string up white people. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is only going to get worse.
I want to play what? I'm sorry, Mike. Well, open it. Send it over to me, and I'll open it on this one. So we'll get the damn thing open one way or another. I'm talking, by the way, Rod, to our overworked board operator / producer / phone screener / story poster and babysitter, especially to me, because I'm the only actual live show in studio that he has to do on his shift. So he's extremely overworked.
I can understand that.
You know, I mean, I've said this before. Big operations, when the money was flowing, hey, you had producers, and then you had a person that was a screen, call screener, and you had a board operator, and you had, and then there was always a guy standing around in a suit that nobody ever understood what that guy really did, but there was sure money in the pot to pay him, but that pot has pretty much been thrown out. And we have survived through the worst, the second Great Depression, which is actually greater than the first one, but nobody wants to point that one out. We have 95 million Americans that are eligible for work that aren't working. We want to bring in people that don't have it as well as us, and they want to come in and find jobs, and they can be taxpayers. What do they call them? Illegal immigrants. Oh, that's right. We used to call them the illegal aliens, but we had to get politically correct on that one as well. Here is this clip, and I want your comment on this, because you, being a man of color, okay, a little different color than me, do you find yourself waking up in the morning, looking in the mirror, and going, man, what a handsome black man I am?
No. I wake up and I comb my hair like everybody else, and then I don't even think about it.
Yeah, but your hair is not like mine. You see, it's shorter and it's kinkier. Mine's,
well, it might not be that, because, well, you know, to be frank, I'm also part Cherokee and part Osage Native American. And yes, folks, I have the documents to prove that.
I love your sense of humor. I want to get your take on this Morgan Freeman on Black History Month. And Mike Wallace is sitting there of 60 Minutes. And this is just a short 55-second exchange. But I wanted to get your take on this. Ready, Mike?
Black History Month, you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on. Tell me.
I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman. You as
Whoa.
Black.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Morgan Freeman has it dead on the head. You know, he's a strange guy to really follow sometimes, because sometimes he'll be far to the left and sometimes he'll be far to the right.
Yeah.
But basically, when it comes to racial relations, he's always been spot on about it. Yeah. Why do we got to keep having these conversations about this stuff? I thought we were done having the conversations. What it takes now is action, and the action is, why don't people stop trying to separate themselves into different racial classes? That might help if we all just start thinking of each other as a human being first, and as a child of God and an American. I think if we looked at from those points of view, we'd be a lot better off.
You know, Morgan Freeman, you know, if I was really a racist, I couldn't say this. I think this is one of Hollywood's most interesting actors. And when I saw, he had me at Shawshank Redemption, that small role that he had, or I'm sorry, Brubaker, Mr. Brubaker shows up, new prison warden, he finds Morgan Freeman in the hole, hasn't been let out to even see the sunshine. He played this crazy little role, but he played it so well, he caught my attention. And ever since then, the man has become better and better and better. He's one of my favorite actors. And I don't look at him as being black. I look at him as being a good actor. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what really counts. Does he play the roles that he takes, and does he play them well? We all measure Morgan Freeman, as we do with most actors, by their ability to actually make us believe that they're not acting, but that's the real character that they are.
Yeah,
that's a true success of an actor. So we don't really care. Look, I'm with them. One of the things that I hate, and I don't watch a lot of, I don't watch any awards programs, but one of the things that I hate is that we still have the Black Music Awards or whatever it is, and the Latino Awards, and I'm like, why?
Yeah. If you're talented,
we don't have any white awards. If somebody did that, you guys would be, you know, they'd be yelling up and down how racist that is.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Rod. I kind of had this idea in my head that I was going to bring you on today, and I wasn't going to make any identifications or anything else. You and I are just as fellow talk show host on, you know, different venues, just having a conversation. And at the end of it, I was going to reveal that, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a black man. But you know what? I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? You and I talked prior to the program today. And by the way, I appreciate you coming on short notice. The World Series is actually on right now. I hope you're taping it.
I haven't watched it at all, but I don't even know who to root for at this particular. Either one of them is fine.
Okay. Well, and like I said yesterday on the close of the program, this is the best thing to come out of Chicago in many, many years. But aside from all that, you and I were talking, and I said, you know, I've said on the program many, 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 many times, when are we going to start having adult conversations about this quote-unquote race relations in this country. And as I look at this, and that's why I brought up the Barack Obama thing, are things any better in this country? The only thing that I've seen Donald Trump do in this regard, he's been talking to black preachers in the inner cities. He's been trying to communicate a message. He's told them that, look, under Democratic leadership, you know, where have you gotten? Have you had school choice? Have you really had an escape, a true escape out of what has been created? And I will call it creating a permanent underclass in this country that's dependent on government and is going to do and vote and say anything that they want to do so their benefits aren't cut off.
You know, we've had a good 60-plus years of this liberal, this white democratic liberal war on poverty, and all it has succeeded in doing is created more poverty. We haven't reduced it. We've spent trillions of dollars on this war on poverty, and what we end up with today versus what we had back in 1960 is we've got public schools that are in worse shape than they've ever been, especially in the inner city. What we have today that we didn't have in 1960 is a crime rate that is over the top. I mean, Chicago just surpassed 600 murders for 1 month. Now, here's a city that doesn't have – it's very difficult to get a legal gun permit in the city of Chicago. They basically ban guns. But they've got the most violent gun violence and crime in the world, let alone the country. They're the murder capital of the entire planet.
Yeah.
And they've been run by white Democrats for years. Now before people say, well, maybe the point is that we need to stop electing so many white people. I'm about to tell you that the black Democrats that are in power are no better.
That's right. And I'll cross the aisle on that one. And as I told you, you know, we're not Republican, we're not Democrat, we're not independent, we're not necessarily libertarian, although we may take some leanings of a conservative republic or some of the issues libertarians have, but that was not the point of this network. People have been led around their entire lives by being part and parcel of a group, and that's where your identity comes from. And it's gotten so bad that people are searching for their identity. We now have teenage boys and girls that are confused about their identity. And Rod, I've said this, you know, if I'm a parent and my child is having a problem understanding what gender they are, hey, next time you take a shower, before you towel dry or whatever, stick your head between your legs. Check it out. That'll tell you what sex you are. Everything has been popped inside out. Everything is upside down. There are no norms. The sky isn't blue, water isn't wet, how are you? You know, and what we're seeing here is literally a cultural and a societal flip, and I dare say it's based on socialism and communism.
It is to a degree, because even communism doesn't, let's take for communist China and communist, you know, the former USSR. Men were still men, and women were still women. There was no melding of the sexes, if you will. Look, men. I know they don't like to hear this, but men and women are physically and mentally different. God created us different for a reason. Or if you don't believe in God, nature created us different for a reason. We have separate roles in humanity. There's nothing wrong with that. There are things that women can do that men cannot do. There are things that men can do that women cannot do.
Have babies?
And that's stuff that we do. Well, yeah, we just have to accept that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and this whole one of the things that I look around and I just shake my head all the time is this feminization of men. The millennial men in general. Now, this is not obviously. I'm going to speak in general terms. But in general, millennial men, if you're under the age of 35, they're some of the most feminized men I have ever encountered in my life.
Oh, you sound like a racist to me, big boy. Hang on a second, Rod. We got to take the hard break here. My guest today, Rod Eccles, very glad to have conversation and meet this man. I hope you feel the same. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Amen. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
It's not your paranoia. They are actually watching you. Every step you make, every vow you break, they'll be watching you. We're talking today with Rod Eccles. Rod, your site is rodeccles.net?
Yes, it is.
And Eccles is spelled E-C-C-E-L-S, correct?
Close. It's E-C-C-L-E-S.
Oh. Well, shame on me. E-C-C-L-E-S. That makes sense. Okay. I spelled it E-C-K. By the way, your gal, your publicist?
Yes.
She's very good. Very nice person.
Yeah, she is. I'm lucky to have her. She definitely is good.
Yeah. Subject at hand. Adult conversation. I've been looking forward to this for a long, long time. Somebody that has a little different perspective on the happenings of today. You know, the one thing that's always bugged me, Rod, is this hyphenated classification. Now, I'm half Italian, a quarter German, and a quarter Irish. Now, some will recognize those nationalities of being, well, a little bit excitable or corrosive. Or, you know, I've discovered being half Italian, a quarter German, and a quarter Irish. I always get in arguments with myself, but I can never come to a conclusion. But I don't get on air and identify myself by my, you know, my genealogy. I just don't. why is it necessary for blacks in this country to refer to themselves as being African Americans?
I think it's because blacks in this country have felt that they have lacked an identity for so long. At the same time, they also want to be thought of as being Americans like everybody else. So back in the day when they were called colored or they were Negro or they were black, it didn't really bring them into the American fold.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally decided, well, you know what? Everybody talks about being Italian, you know, their Italian heritage, or they talk about Irish, their Irish heritage, Irish American. So they thought, well, you know, we don't know where we come from in Africa, most of us. So we just say, how about we just call ourselves African American to identify both where we came from and who we are today. Now, the problem is that somewhere along the line, about 25, 30 years into this, we no longer identify with really being American now. And I don't know why that is or how that came to be. And I just say that I'm a black man in my moniker, not to really let people know that, hey, I'm not white, but just to simply let other blacks know that you don't have to be afraid or ashamed of being a conservative and understand that it's quite all right to be an American and to be a human being and to be a child of God, plain and simple. And I think a lot of people are starting to figure that out, because I don't wear my skin color on my sleeve. I mean, I'm also part Native American, and I confuse the hell out of a lot of people, including people who should know better. Oftentimes, people speak to me in Spanish because they think I'm Puerto Rican or Dominican, and they get mad if I don't speak Spanish back. You know, just a note, I don't know Spanish.
I know habla that stuff.
So, but yeah, I get that constantly because there's this whole identifying characteristic of what a person is supposed to look like if he's a certain type of has a certain type of ethnic background. But this is America, the melting pot. We don't follow world norms because we are so mixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to say this, Rod. I've been waiting for this for a very long time, and. The perspective that's always given is the extremes. It's never one of personal experience. Now, obviously, you've been around the block a few times, you being, as you described, a military brat. Your father was 21 years in the Air Force. He was stationed all over the world. You got to travel. You got to see things. You got to experience different things. And you got to experience different cultures and different points of view, which I refer to a lot of people in this country that somehow that sociologically give it a name, that somehow that they have precluded themselves from any other experience except what they're told to experience. You know, this is the way you should think. Rather than being, as you said, child of God, a human being, I'm only got a little bit of time on this mortal coil before I have to shuffle off. Can I just be a child of God? Holy mackerel, what a concept. Tell you what, let's take the break. We'll take calls as well, 800-313-9443. Talking to Rod Eccles, rodeccles.net. We shall be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Truth, don't tell me lies. Give me truth or say goodbye. We need the truth so we can heal. So give me something real.
Like the Matrix, I knew something was wrong. It helps me to think, so I wrote this song. Without real facts, you won't know what's the matter. The dollar crash, the upcoming disaster. MSM, it's part of the problem. Keeping people distracted keeps them from solving. If you feel it, you know it, and want to correct it. Read internet, it's self-directed. Too big to fail, or too small to win. Banks just gonna take everything. How about 9/11 and Building 7? The Patriot Act and other oppression. See the CFR control the CIA. The FBI has been compromised. You gotta admit, we've been suckered and had. Like sheep waiting around for the next false flag. We shouldn't take it no more.
Show me truth, don't tell me lies. Give me truth, don't say goodbye. We need the truth so we can heal. So give me something real.
You wrap your brain around it, it's kind of depressing. You get over it and you start obsessed. Yeah, it's bad, it sucks, but solutions abound. We gotta rock the people, get the word around. Bernanke is wacky, he's killing the dollar. Our purchasing power's getting smaller and smaller. Don't audit the Fed, end it today. Defund the DHS and the NSA. Tell AIPAC to stick it where the sun don't show. Screw MIC, the NWO. We gotta stand up, go Icelandic on them. Take them posters down and put them in the pen. Ed Snowden, he was on to something. With no constitution, we ain't got nothing. Trade the Bill of Rights for security. Give up liberty for tyranny. Relax. ain't taking no FEMA train.
Show me truth, don't tell me.
All right, we are back. You ever heard that song before, Rod?
No, I haven't. I was kind of getting into it.
And I wanted to play the whole damn thing, but I thought, no, I can't do that. But hey, that's how we roll over here. Let's go to the phones. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. Great show as usual. Great topics. I really love that. Why can't we be just be thought of as God? You know, children of God. I like that. That's excellent. I agree with that 100%. My question to Mr. Eccles there. You know, I work with people that get really offended by the term, using the term Negro. And I tell them, you know, if you break it down in Latin, it just means black in Latin. And they say, well, but they're offended by it. And I said, well, if you're really offended by that, and I don't think it is a derogatory term at all myself, but if you're really offended by it, then I ask, then why do they still have it called the United Negro College Fund? And they look at me kind of baffled, and they don't have an answer for that. And I said, so I don't think they find it to be a derogatory term, per se. So I'm not sure why you guys do. So, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, the origination behind different words is what people just don't understand. And they go off on a tangent when they – because you know why they're offended? Because somebody told them that they should be offended. They have no reason why they should be. They were just told that they should be offended by it. And you're right. You know, this is it's the American, it's the Negro College Fund. The Negro is still used prevalently in a lot of different African-American types of organizations. And nobody ever finds those offensive. But if you were just out in the street and all of a sudden you said that, the so-called N-word, well, if you're a white guy, well, that's offensive. Now, understand that if you use the other derogatory derivative of the N-word and you're a black person, well, you can say that all day long. But as soon as your color, the melanin of your skin, gets a little bit less dense, now all of a sudden that word is a bad word and you can't say it. I remember one movie called Planet of the Apes. And let me see if I can put it in perspective as far as Hollywood is concerned. There's a movie, Planet of the Apes. I'm not talking about the more recent one, but one of the old versions of Planet of the Apes. And in it, there was a human being that told an ape no. You know, a talking ape. And that led to all kinds of problems and violence. And what we found out is that, you know, an ape can tell an ape no. An ape can tell a human no. But a human cannot tell an ape no, because that is offensive to an ape. So this is where we are today with different types of coloring and color verbiage. You know, certain people can say it, and it's quite all right, but if somebody else says it that isn't approved to say it, and all of a sudden it becomes offensive. It's stupid.
Have you ever personally had that debate with anybody yourself? Use that term?
Oh, I have these.
Somebody say,
I have these debates all the time, especially with other black Americans. I have these kind of debates all the time, and the reason is simply because one, they don't know black history, and they don't know plain American history in this country. They're ignorant. They're not stupid. They're just ignorant of the facts. And one of the things I always try to do is just basically educate people. And I say, don't trust me. Just go look it up for yourself. I'm not going to lie to you about it. Just look it up, and you'll see that I'm right.
Rod, can I make a statement here at this point? You and I had never met prior to today, right?
No, we have not.
You have never heard my show. You weren't even aware of the network, correct?
No. Well, unfortunately, no, I was not aware of it.
Okay, no, that's okay. And I was not aware of Rod Eccles, and I wasn't aware of your radio program. But some of the terms and you're using and some of the phraseology, you and I are pretty much synced up in a lot of different areas. And I'll say this again. I know this doesn't mean too much to you, but people that listen to this program have heard me for a number of years. I have asked the question repeatedly, when can we start having adult conversations? And I am I'm inside just giddy, upside down, jumping up and down like a little kid here. Because this is the stuff that needs to take place, because I'm tired of this horse manure. I am so sick of this. We're being led to fight battles that are inconsequential and in its final analysis, meaningless. I just...
You know,
Yeah.
I think, John, that we've been relegated to fighting these types of battles just so we can catch people up. And the liberals have done a fantastic job with our educational system of dumbing people down to the point now where in order to even get to the point where we want to have an adult conversation with somebody, we first have to spend an awful lot of time bringing them up to speed and educating them to the actual facts, the historical facts. That takes an awful lot of time and energy. And while we're doing that, the liberals are off running, doing something else that we can't catch up to because we're too busy trying to get everybody else up to speed and educate them. They've been very good at that.
Yeah, one of the things that you said that just snapped my head around was, you know, we're not talking stupid, we're talking ignorant. That's lacking in fact. I have almost used that exact phraseology on this program many, many times. I'm starting to think we're brothers from another mother or something. I don't know. Steve and California. What's
great minds think alike.
Well, Steve.
No, hey, thank you, Ron, for speaking out. I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
All right. I've had some inquiries already. Sovereign Man wants to know what the link and the title of that song. Here it is. It's John McLaren. That's JonMacLaren, and I pulled that off of SoundCloud, and it's a couple of years old. My friend, thank you, Mike, in Colorado, for sending that link over, because I've been known to play songs on my radio program that I, you know, music reaches people. You know, it's not just the, you know, American Bandstand. It's got a good beat and it's easy to dance to. They're like anything else in this world, the music industry has been, how should we say, led around. One of the things that you know, that I grew up with, Rod, and I was in Ohio, and there used to be this great radio station out of the Detroit Windsor called CKLW 800 on the AM dial. This is before FM really caught hold. That came out in 1958, and then we had stereo, but they didn't know what to do with this new frequency. But CKLW, I mean, we were playing the Supremes. I mean, all the great acts that came out of Berry Gordy's studio in Detroit. I mean, this was part and parcel of us. Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay. Who the hell doesn't know that song? The Four Tops. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And this was music that crossed color barriers, and everybody was listening to it. But now what do we have? I call it the rap claptrap, where it's hoes and bling and shoot the cops. And why is this stuff being promoted? Because people want it, or is it people that are wanting to lead people in a certain direction?
I am not an urban rap fanatic. I have never really liked that. I mean, this is what we're listening to today is not the Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight. We are, you know, way past that. Rap used to be fun. It used to tell a story, just like all those wonderful songs that you mentioned from all those wonderful groups and artists. Back in the day when people actually had, it was more about their vocal talent. I don't care, you know, what color your skin was back then. If you had some vocal talent, you were going to be a big hit. And we could see that through the longevity of a lot of these acts from back then. You know, I mean, whether you like him or not, I happen to like Elvis Presley. And whether people like him or not, the guy actually had some pipes, and he proved that with his extremely long vocal career. And there are a lot of other people that are like that, but we're not producing that anymore. It's because we want to go shallow. It's about how everything looks and how everything makes you feel, not about the real talent.
Yep.
And so when we start to pay attention to the real talent part, we're finding that a lot of these acts today are lacking. So when we find a song that today's music, when we find music that really moves us, it's because it's lacking so much. Where back in the day, I mean, you know, I'm a 70s and 80s kid, and you know, there were a lot of acts from back then that people still listen to today. Everybody talks about, well, disco is dead. Well, yeah, but there are station radio stations that cater to the 70s and the 80s. But,
sure. But
just like you hear radio stations that cater to the 50s and the 60s. What you don't see a lot of is a lot of radio stations catering to the 90s and today.
Yeah. And you know, as you were talking, I was thinking, Oh, by the way, I forgot to give out the name of that song by John McLaren. It's called "Give Me Truth." I'm sorry? Owsie? Well, wait a minute. Open up your mic, Mike. Okay, now what were you saying?
It looks like it's, I think it was on that John McLaren channel, but it's by Owsie.
Owsie?
Give Me Truth. Owsey.
Well, then why am I seeing John McLaren? He's the actual artist of the song?
Yeah, I think you got that off of John McLaren's SoundCloud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thing. See, that's why I pay you these big dollars to find out and source the truth. Okay, so we'll get that straightened around. One song, I've done this repeatedly, Rod, because music, I was born in the 50s, okay? I'm only 38. But I remember music. James Brown. Now, James Brown, you say James Brown, everybody knows who James Brown is. But there are songs that you never really hear played on commercial radio. One that he did, the song was entitled "It's a Man's World." And you will never, ever hear that song. You've got to source that out for yourself. Another one, guy from Ann Arbor. I'll think of him here in a second. Bob Seger, thank you. Yeah. Get Your Hands in the Air. This was off of an album, and you never heard this played on commercial radio stations because he was talking about the marauders of youth. He was talking about the people that were lying to you. He was talking about stuff that we don't want our music to have a message. We just want it to have a good beat and it's easy to dance to. And this is something that there's something about music, Rod, that just goes to the core of people and they remember it. I mean, I like all kinds of music. Big band era. I mean, give me Tommy Dorsey. I like that stuff. Frank Sinatra. That's my aunt had what was called a stereo, and it was good, and all she had was Frank Sinatra, so guess what I ended up listening to? But I gained an appreciation for it. It was music. Now, I don't even know what the hell this is anymore. I guess you can call it Muzak. Bob in Colorado, you're up next.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. You are taking me back into history. I am 65 years old. I remember Motown Records, and I remember WIBG in Philadelphia, and I won a 45 from the Four Tops. And I'll tell you what, man, they were the good old days.
Yeah.
And they are all gone now. And it is sad to say, I follow scriptures, John. I sent you an email a few months ago. I've only been listening to you for 3-4 months. And I have to tell you, it is coming down. And if we are not spiritually correct, even though we have the good old days in our minds, the Four Tops and the Supremes and Gordy Records and everything else, those days are over. The government took it away, and we had better get our lives straight with our Elohim. And I just want to tell you, thank you, John, for your show, for your whole program, and Michael Rivera was really hitting it on the nail now.
Well, hey, Bob, we got 30 other guys on this network that are worth listening to as well. Hey, look, I've got a dash. We've got to go to break here, and I figured we'd bump out with the remainder of this song. Everybody hang on.
Pill, blue pill, which do you choose? You're gonna wake up or continue to snooze? Power corrupts, people haven't changed. The truth is, we're part to blame. Conspiracy theory, so they say. So Toro's a puppet anyway. If we don't act, if we don't prepare, one day we'll wake up to a nightmare. Me and my crew be bugging out here. Yeah, we got our preps. That's right, contingencies. We in the know, now you've been told.
Something real. Show me
boy, I mistimed that one. It's a damn good thing I'm not in on that board. By the way, I got to say something here, and I started to say it first hour of the program. Our guys here, our board ops slash producers slash call screeners slash story posters, crying towel, I mean babysitters, whatever. These guys, I hope you appreciate them because they work their buns off here. And we've just about burnt this guy off. We're going to give him a little bit of time off. Right, Mikey? Yeah. Where are you going? New York? That'd be the last place I'd want to go. I'd much rather go to Chicago. No, I'm just teasing. At any rate, we'll take the three-minute break, wind up this edition of the National Intel with Rod Eccles. We'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We are back. Mike in Colorado, you've melded down what's left of my producer's brain. We cannot find out who originated this song, Gimme Truth. I'm sorry? Son of Faust? Okay, now I'm really confused. Well, anyhow, when you find it, send it over to Rod. Can you use that during your program for Bump?
Yeah, that's some great stuff. I actually like the words and the beat to it is fantastic.
And it's easy to dance to. Any parting shots? We got about 3 minutes here, Rod.
You know, speaking of music, some of the stuff going back in time, listening to the '60s and '70s, and talking about Berry Gordy and Motown and stuff. One of the things that I've always found very, I'm actually the son of an only child. My mother's the only child of a Southern Baptist minister, and I remember going to my grandfather's church and just listening to the good old Southern Baptist gospel songs. And that stuff moves you. You know, going back to Mahalia Jackson,
yep,
and all those old greats, and even the Winans family. I don't know, there's like 50 of them now, but yeah, they're all greats. It's all great stuff. But it's music with a message that really means something, and I think what people have to stop and realize is not only think about how music or words from a politician make you feel, but actually listen to what they're saying and how do they make you think.
Yeah.
If you don't think about anything, then it's not really that good.
Yeah. I can remember, Aretha Franklin, for gosh sakes. Who doesn't recognize that name when you drop that one? Same thing. Came out of a church choir. And, man, she had some pipes.
Believe it or not, so did Whitney Houston. But
yeah,
she got involved in the wrong crowd, wrong thing, and started feeling instead of thinking, and look what happened to her.
Well, and my God, you want to, and there again, I mean, Grammy Award winner and all that other stuff, people just, they were enthralled with the range of her vocals. People went, wow, that Whitney Houston is good. And then all of a sudden, she gets, as you said, in with the wrong crowd, she's doing drugs, and she's hating Whitey. I'm like, what? What in the hell is going on? We're going in the wrong direction. Rod, hey, man, this has been great. And I wish you good luck in all your endeavors. I can guarantee you this with a heart and mind that you have. I don't think there's any limit to self-fulfillment in your life, because you've got a great mind, you got a good heart, and you got a good radio voice too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. And who knows what's going to happen in the future? We'll see. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to have you on this. I'd like to have you on the network, as a matter of fact. But you know, if you ever want to, you ever strain for a guest, you know, give me a holler.
Will do. Yes. Look, all I say is none of this is, this is truly talent on loan from God. I just, whatever comes to mind is really coming. The wisdom comes from God himself, and I'm just a conduit. So I don't claim to say that I'm all that smart. I've just learned to listen.
Well, when I first started, our original network was Republic Radio International. And I'm not a praying guy. I figure God's got his hands full taking care of an entire universe without end while we're hanging on this little dirt ball in the universe without end. But I said a quiet prayer. I said, please, Lord, keep the quest for money out of this and keep my ego in check. Well, he did well on the first one, and I don't know how well on the second one, but that's yet to be determined because, well, the roller coaster ride isn't over yet. Rod Eccles, rodeccles.net. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Folks, that'll do it for us today. Would you like to hear this guy on the network? I would. Man. Clear thinking, good voice, clarity of thought. Who would have thunk it? All right, folks. Thanks for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.